7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin the transmission.
Yep, we're starting. Here we go.
Got distracted by cat videos. Yeah, it happens.
Okay.
Let's do this. My name is Tobe, and you're listening to another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, I'm ready. Oh. Okay. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm walking around in my house, kind of stretching my legs out. I had a good night. I slept fairly well, but fairly short. So I got up real early and couldn't figure out why I was up so early. Then I realized, oh, maybe because it's a little bit colder than it was. Oh, wait, I gotta turn this light off. And, it was a little bit colder. And that's when I started hearing the wind. Then I got up and I came upstairs and I made tea and ate breakfast, and I'm out of waffles, and that's kind of bad, but... Well, Tobe, just go to the store and get some waffles. Well, I would. But it snowed all day yesterday, and it finally got cold enough sometime once it got dark, once the sun went down, that the snow started to stick. And it's not snowing anymore. I'm looking out the windows now. But we actually sort of got some real snow. And it is below freezing. The current temperature is, let's check the thermometer, -5 degrees. Okay. So it's -5 degrees and there's lots of snow on the street. And I'm not going to go to the store today. Because, normally I have never been afraid of driving in the snow. I mean, historically speaking. But this car that I have now, there's something about it that just, it doesn't like to steer. It doesn't like to, not today. Which is fine. I got plenty of food for today. I actually have plenty of food for a couple days. I just don't have waffles. And I don't want to drive to the store because this is the type of road conditions that are problematic for my car. And it would probably be okay. I could probably sneak over there and, but no, I'm not even going to risk it. Not even going to risk it because, well, I was thinking that it would, warm up and go away, all this snow. I'm looking out my back door, the lower back door. Yep, I don't know. How much did we get? Maybe like 2 centimeters? Not a whole hell of a lot. But yeah. Snow, kind of putting a damper on my plans. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what plans? You don't do anything on any regular basis. There's no plan. Okay, yeah, this is true. There is no plan. But today is Tuesday. I think. Is today Tuesday? Tobe checks the calendar. The new trout calendar. Got my new trout calendar. Yeah, today's Tuesday, which means a couple different things. One, it's taco day. But luckily, it really isn't taco day because I really only try to get tacos once every 2 weeks. And we got tacos last week, so yay, at least we don't have to try to drive to the taqueria. But the plan that I was considering is, of course, the open mic night plan. There's a bar in my neighborhood that has an open mic night on Tuesday nights. And I kind of wanted to go check that out. You might remember me talking about it. And how I always keep forgetting to go check it out on Tuesday nights. Well, here we go. It's Tuesday. It's going to be Tuesday night here in a few hours. And I'm not going to be able to go. I could go. Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to watch the weather. And if the road conditions get any better, then yeah. I think I'm going to go out and do some open micing. Well, actually, I won't do anything. I'm not going to perform. I'm just going to check it out, see what's going on at this place. It's not too far away. Is it 2 miles? Is it 3 kilometers away? Yeah. Very close. Can drive there very quickly. It's all on main streets, so it might be fine to drive there, but yeah, who knows? But what else was I just thinking about? I just lost my train of thought. Thinking about something. What was I talking about? Tuesday night? Tacos? Yeah, I don't know. I gotta do stuff. Oh, yeah. I just remembered something else. Not what I was just forgetting that I was going to tell you. Was it about trout? No. I have some other news. I ordered some parts yesterday. You know, all these parts and these patch cables that I've been complaining about for the last 3 months or whatever? Yeah, so... brutal. Brutal bank account bashing. Oh my god, I bought 3 packs of patch cables. 2 packs of 40 centimeter ones and 1 pack of 100 centimeter ones. And I bought rack panels. I bought 4 rack panels. Just small ones. The freaking 4HP blank rack panel, which is only 2 centimeters wide, $4. $4 a piece. But I had to have them, so I got a few of those. And I bought electronic parts. I bought electronicas. I got those mini clips that I wanted for my multimeter. Plus, I got 40 jacks. I was going to buy more. I should just get 100. No, I'm just being ridiculous. Oh, I should get like 50. No, I should get like 30. No, because last time I bought 20 and I used them up in 3 projects. So I bought 40. I got 40 jacks. And then, to make it crazier, I bought 1,010 LEDs. Yes, that's right. You heard correctly. 1,010. I bought 10 bipolar LEDs, and then I bought 1,000 water clears. 200 each of white, blue, yellow, green, and red LEDs. Because it was dirt cheap. Yeah, it was $12. Okay. And I wasn't even going to buy them. I was looking for... I could have sworn that the company that I buy these from, I could have sworn that they had a pack of something smaller, like 50 of each color for like $5 or $6 or something like that. But I looked and looked and looked and I couldn't find it. And the only thing that they had was, you know, this 1,000 pack, this, you know, 200 of each of 5 colors sort of thing, right? So I bought all those. So if you need any water clear LEDs, you know, let me know. If you need anything crazy, you know, made out of LEDs, let me know. Email me, tobe@sdf.org. And so I bought some more clips for all those LEDs. Even though I bought a bag last time, there's only 50 in a bag. And now that I've got 1,000 LEDs, I thought maybe I need 10% worth of clips. So I got some clips and seems like I'm forgetting something. Oh, I saw some other cables. You could get, what was it, 5 for $30. That's kind of, I saw these cables. They were kind of cool. They were splitters, but they had you don't need to know. It's complicated. And what else? Oh, yeah. I decided to pull the trigger on that modulation source, that giant 6-channel mega function generator thingy. Thought, yeah, might as well do it. And it seems like there was something else. But yeah, I bought a lot of parts. And so those are coming. and I'm going to have fun with that. And I should have bought a bigger panel. But no, these panels are ridiculously expensive, but no, don't even think about it, Tobe. Don't even think about it. It's cheaper for me to do all this stupid work and find metal and grind it down and... Yeah, so, anyway. Something else occurred to me last night, shortly before bed. And that was, if I've got this big modulation source coming, this function generator, this multi-channel crazy-ass function generator, I'm going to need a lot of attenuators. Because, this function generator, it's full power. It's 0 to 5 volts, or it is bipolar. It has the option to be bipolar, so anyway. There's going to be some things that I can think of immediately that I'm not going to need full strength sort of functions. I'm going to need to be able to set those voltages to certain limits. And that is, of course, going to require attenuators. Luckily, I have all these parts coming. Luckily, I have all these jacks. And, geez, it just occurred to me. A 4HP panel, that's this size. Am I going to be able to fit one of these little potentiometers back there? Yeah, okay. The little ones, yes. The old kind, no. Boy, now I'm getting nervous. I'm going to need more panels. Gonna need more blank panels, but this modulation thingy that's coming, I think it's 20 HP, so that's this wide. So yeah, look at that. That'll fit right there, and I can put a couple blank panels in there just to take up space. Put a blank panel down there too. Yeah, everything's gonna be groovy. Do I have enough? Gosh, I don't think I do. I was just going to say, is there enough nuts here in the rack? Maybe. You know, because I've got the captive nuts type of rack. Anyway, regardless, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Dude, you're spanking me.
Apparently we're spanking. Yeah, sitting here in front of the synth. I did do some stuff last night. I was messing around last night, and I was just sort of tweaking on some things, making this sound a little bit better, less muddy, less junky. And I managed to do that with a little tweak of the filter, and then I redid the drums. And I had this really cool drum pattern going, but it was not working. And then I finally had to throw in the towel and say, okay, fine, we're going to throw the big four-on-the-floor bass drum kick beat on this stupid thing to see if we can make it, I don't know, adhere. And this is what the new drums sound like. So that's fun. This is one of the things that I tweaked. Okay, this is two pieces. This is the part that I sort of went crazy with the filter on. And yeah, you heard at the beginning there, when you put reverb on it, it sounds pretty cool. And then this. This is still kind of the same, but toned down a little bit. This thing that I don't like about it is all that cool ghost stuff in the background is kind of getting lost, but regardless. So yeah, this is pretty fun. Kind of weird, kind of dorky, but it kind of sounds cool. And something else is occurring to me as I'm sitting here looking at all this stuff. I'm going to need more switches. I mean, more manual switches. I like this control factor that I have, being able to throw stuff in and out, switching back and forth. But that's going to require me building more switches, and I don't know if I have the right switches, because the switches need switches. Also, I don't think I'm going to fit a switch into a 4 HP panel. What about a 6? Man, that's cutting it close. That's the bare minimum. I'm not going to buy 6 and 8 HP blank panels. We're talking about, you know, like $8 for a piece of metal. And I'm thinking about going into the blank rack panel business. Would you like some dubious blank rack panels, committee? Of course you would. That's the other thing I'm going to do. So I'm going to take this one LED panel that I made, I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to add another molt, and I think I'm going to even add more LEDs to it. Because now I got to start thinking about rack space. Because, you know, some of these homemade things that I've made, I've put on very large panels, excessively large, to help take up space, you know, keep dust and cats out of the rack, but yeah, I'm going to be rapidly running out of space soon. I'm going to have to start taking some of these things out, which is fine, because, like, some of these things, like the Vactrols, I'm not going to need as much, or maybe even at all, once I have, you know, that modulation source. So, you know, I'm going to gain some space here and there, everywhere else. But this one utility panel I made, the big one, is really, really convenient. It's got a mult, an attenuator, and a switch on it. Hey, maybe I could put a switch on that one, on the LED thing, too. Maybe. I could definitely put a switch. That's what I should do. I should make that a switch. Should add a switch to that. But, do I have the switches? You know, if I was thinking a little bit more smarter-like, maybe I could have ordered some switches when I ordered all those LEDs and stuff, too. Yeah, I probably could have. Probably. I'm having fun. I love to play with my synth. Yeah, except now I'm starting to get worried. I know I have a lot of switches. I've got, a couple years ago, well, it's been a number of years ago now, but many, many years ago, when people were starting to get worried that Radio Shack might close, you know, they started selling off a bunch of stuff. When the whole make thing didn't work out, they started moving stuff out the door pretty damn fast. And when they did that, they were selling, you know, these big packs of parts for, you know, next to nothing. And I bought some of these up. I bought one full of LEDs, I bought one full of capacitors, one full of resistors, and one full of switches. Now, a lot of these switches are really, really hardcore kind of ridiculous industrial stuff, but some of them are a little bit more suited to my usage in microelectronics and stuff, and yeah, I think I'm starting to have a little bit of switch anxiety, which you realize means we're going to have to go down into the basement and look for switches. Right? Well, of course it does. Oh, so let me stand up here. Flex the old knees. There we go. Rock and roll. And we will open the basement door and come down into the basement. All right, what's going on down here in the basement today? Huh, not much. All right, where's my big box of switches? Right over here. All right, component packs. We got the capacitor component pack, the resistor component pack, the LED component pack, yes, and of course the switch component pack is the one on the bottom. I've also got this box of motors. And here's some other Radio Shack parts. But anyway, let's, there's cobwebs on it. Because it was the one on the bottom. And now the webs are sticking to my fingers. And now the webs are sticking to my pants. Okay, fine, whatever. All right, what do we got in the way of switches in here? Ooh, look at all these switches. We need a double pull, double throw. Oh, my God. Here's a big one. Okay, we go. Here's a couple. We got a couple really big ones here. Giant toggles. Ooh, this one's center off. Neat. Ooh, this one also has a very cool 50s style, you know, faceplate that says on and off on it. Jeez, you gotta be kidding me. All right, what are these? These are not, my God, these are huge, chunky beasts. I don't need huge chunky beasts. Okay, here's some single poles, single throws. Here's some baby micros. What are these? What is C? Oh, these are single pole, single throws. And what are these? These are just push buttons. And what are these in the D? Single pole, single throws, push buttons. More push buttons. And the hell is this thing? Oh, yeah. And why does it have a 9-volt battery clip to it, hooked up to it? I don't know. Got a big automotive temporary center off. I was using this as the See, this used to be in the panel that I built that stuff the other day on. This used to be the controller for it. Okay, we got nothing. Well, it's not that we don't have nothing. We've got two. We've got two double pull, double throws. Center off. They're giant. The faceplate that comes with them, I don't think it will even fit on a 4HP rack panel. It might. But center off is no good, because what this means is, if I want to switch between two things, I now have to go through off, and so it's not going to be an instant switch. It's going to be... What does it all mean, Tobe? It means I don't have the switches. Well, at least I don't have the switches in this thingy. Do I have at least one switch? Why am I worried about switches right now? I really should be worried about attenuators. Let's check this bag. Here's a single pull, single throw, of course. There's some LED clips, four of them. Thanks, Radio Shack. Real helpful, four. I don't think there's any other switches in here. Oh, wow. Didn't know I had these. I just found two quarter-inch phono plugs, meaning 3.5 millimeter, the size that I need. This, here's another pack of them. Nice. Got four of them. Here's the switch. What is it? It's the smallest SPST you've ever seen. Cute little baby switches. I have a thing about little switches. I like cute little ones. These are not the kind that I need. All right, let's check the pile of electronics over here. I don't think there's any switches over here, but there might be. All right, what do we got? We got a potentiometer. We got silicon. It's all silicon. We got no hardware over here. Ooh, diodes. And, yeah, no switches. Oh, I'm not even going to bother looking in those boxes because I know there's nothing over there, but, you know... What's that? There's an old project over there that's got some, that I took apart for parts. It's got some switches on it, but I think they're all single poles. I'm fairly confident of it, actually. I'm not even going to bother looking through this box, because before we do that, we got to look in this drawer over here. Oh, here's a couple of switches laying on the... This single pole double throw... Not quite what I need, but still cool. And let's dig through some of this stuff. There shouldn't be any switches in here, but every once in a while I know that I don't have a switch, but then when I look, oh gosh, here's one. Because one thing I learned when I was younger is there's never enough switches, and so when I was old enough to have a job and buy parts, I would just occasionally buy one or two extra little switches or something, because those are the things that I just never have. And yeah, another pack of four little LED holders. Well, actually, I guess there's just three left. Well, good thing I got 50 more of those coming. All right, well, it doesn't look good for switches. But the good news is, I do have some phono plugs. What did I want to do with phono plugs? What did I need them for? What was I going to build? Well, you need cables, Tobe. Yeah, that's the funny thing is I don't really have any cable. Although I do have... This is not shielded, is it? No, it's not. Ah, too bad. Yeah, so I'm not making any cables. I could make a shunt. I was thinking I could use something like that and I could put an LED in it just for no reason. But, yeah, maybe not. I don't know. All right, I'm glad to know that I have those. I'm glad to know that I have parts on the way. And I'm glad to know that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah, alright, let's go. Guess this means I'm going to have to order some switches. Okay, that's good, because then I can order some other stuff. Maybe get some more caps and get some more resistors. I'm hungry. Oh, I'm gonna make a little pizza.